D8, take one.
Five, please. Roll.
Rolling.
On the set for The Fault in Our Stars, the movie adaptation of the novel, actors, extras, and crew members are preparing to shoot a scene. Book author John Green says the story about two teenagers who meet and fall in love at a cancer support group goes against the typical trope popular media brings us about the ailing.
What bothers me most about the way that we portray people with disabilities and chronic illnesses in television and films is that we ignore them. But then secondarily, when they are portrayed, I think that it's usually either as a mere tragedy or as this bright-eyed, perfect person who, you know, is laid low by this evil disease. And, you know, the true story is much more complicated than that.
Green says characters with cancer are often used to teach healthy people lessons. The teenagers in this story are confused, thoughtful, and angry, sexual, smart, and stubborn. They're typical teenagers. They just happen to be teenagers living with terminal illnesses.
In every scene of the movie, Hazel is wearing a nasal cannula. You know, she can't breathe without this this supplemental oxygen. In every scene of the movie, Augustus Waters is walking with a limp because he has a prosthetic leg. You don't see those characters just as tragedies. You see them as full people because the movie is devoted to them. It's about them.
When Shailene Woodley, the actress who plays the lead role of Hazel Grace Lancaster, arrived in Pittsburgh to start filming the movie, she met with Alexander Murph.
But, Mom, could I still get that water? I gotta take these pills.
Murph is former class president, a board game aficionado, and an Eagle Scout.
She actually talked to the directors and wanted to meet some of these cancer patients, and she just came to Oakmont and we hung out for a while. It was really cool.
She had questions in preparing for her role.
What it's like when you're on chemo and what it's like when you're recovering from chemo. Because it's like, it's difficult to explain. You're in a whole different state. You feel sick, you feel weak, you have trouble thinking. It's really quite awful.
Murph has Ewing's sarcoma, a rare type of bone cancer. He spent much of the past year having chemotherapy every other week. The movie's producers contacted doctors at Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh to find extras. Murph was a perfect fit. While on chemotherapy, he also starred in his high school musical. Murph's cancer was in his hip. He's since had 5 inches of his hip removed and replaced with cadaver bone. He now wears a brace and is temporarily in a wheelchair. Despite hardships, Murph calls himself an aggressively social and happy person. Only now his humor has extended to cancer jokes.
Okay, so knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting doctor.
Interrupting
you
doctor.
You have cancer. See, it's a bad one, too.
He says he's kept his humor despite all that he's gone through in the past year.
I'm reminded of the fact that I have cancer every single day because I'm weak every single day or I have this giant brace attached to my body. But, you know, if I were to die, which is a terrible thing to say, and I'm not going to die. I'm not going to die. If I were, though, I mean, I would want these days that I have left to be happy.
While what 18-year-old Murph is going through is real, The Fault in Our Stars is medical fiction. Author John Green says that aspect of the novel required research.
I talked a lot to oncologists and to nurses and to families of kids who'd had cancer and also to teenagers living with cancer themselves.
He also ignored facts, making up a medication called Phalanxifer, for example. While he may have fudged reality in some places, those with cancer say it's true to emotion.
You know, whatever. Other people who've never been through cancer or have never had somebody who associated cancer, they kind of read the book as just a love story. But, like, I read it as just so much more.
That's Bethany Leo, just turned 23, her nails a perfectly manicured glittery orange and a blue bandana tied snugly around her bald head. When we spoke, she was fresh off chemotherapy for spindle cell sarcoma, a soft tissue cancer.
I had heard of The Fault in Our Stars. I mean, being in, like, the whole, like, cancer circle, like, the kids' cancer circle, you know, people are always like, oh, you should read this book.
But she hadn't read the book until she auditioned for a part in the movie. Now, when describing her grueling experience with cancer, misdiagnoses, blood transfusions, and her PET scan, she uses some of the same language character Augustus Waters used in the book.
I lit up like a Christmas tree, and it was in every single bone in my body.
Bethany Leo has a speaking role. She plays Bethany with spindle cell sarcoma in the support group where the two leads meet each other. In fact, all of the extras in the support group are current or former cancer patients.
I definitely have more of a connection with these kids than, you know, say, like I'm not trying to say anything bad about any of the main characters, but, you know, these people get it. Like, they know it, they've lived it, they've been there, some of them are currently there.
During long days of filming, Leo says they entertain themselves.
One of the fun things that we were doing was everybody was showing their scars. You know, usually you get a scar from removing tumors or lymph nodes or, you know, any sort. So, you know, one girl has a scar across her neck. The one kid has a scar all the way down the side of his head. I'm like lifting on my shirt, showing my scar. And the one kid, he actually, he just got like a chunk of his hip removed.
That kid was Murph, who says they all became instant friends.
I'm not going to lie, that was awesome. I was so happy to meet other cancer patients. There was this one guy, his name was Josh. He has the same kind of cancer I have. He had it in the same place. His metaport is in the same place as my metaport. He is also an Eagle Scout. He is also bald. It was kind of funny. We just like suddenly realized we had all this stuff in common. It was really cool. We're kind of bros now.
Background.
Action.
And everyone was telling me these stories about how
back on the set, a scene is being filmed in a bookstore coffee shop. Actor Ansel Elgort, embodying Augustus Waters, is telling Shailene Woodley's Hazel Grace Lancaster a story. His character's signature unlit cigarette dangles from his lips. In the background, extras carry books and bags. Because John Green took creative licenses, the producers worked with oncologists to make the diagnoses and treatments more realistic. He was reluctant to sell the rights to his story, but he says the movie is a faithful adaptation, and watching the actors portray his characters has changed how he thinks of them as well.
It's really profoundly weird to have a story that you imagined several years ago become visible suddenly. And, you know, for me, Shailene Woodley has become Hazel, and Ansel Elgort has become Augustus, and Nat Wolff has become Isaac. Inevitably, you know, their portrayals of those characters have been so convincing to me. That's how I kind of imagine the characters now.
The Fault in Our Stars opens in theaters in June. And by then, Alexander Murph hopes to be done with chemotherapy and walking again. I'm Erica Barris, 90.5 WESA News.